Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
So me and my friends, Mike and Steve, were all chilling at Steve's house late one night back in 2009. I remember specifically because we all went to go see the new Friday the 13th film earlier on that day. We were all just hanging out and listening to music and rocking out like the dorks that we are. My friend's parents were gone for the night, leaving the house all to ourselves. As the song slowly came to an end, we could still hear someone singing from outside. We look outside of the window and see a man under a nearby streetlight that was in front of the house. He was singing and clapping his hands while staring back at us. His long, dark hair was hanging down over his eyes. It was the most insane thing I've ever seen. The others just thought it was some drunk or crazy guy messing around with us, and that there was nothing to be worried about. They returned to their rocking. After the next song ended, they heard even louder singing coming from outside again. We opened the blinds to the bedroom window and saw the man's face pressed directly against the window, singing with a smile on his face. His face looked absolutely dreadful, covered with old scars and a row of crooked, blackened, rotting teeth. He was grinning from ear to ear. We quickly closed the blinds, then one of my friends picked up the phone and dialed 911. The cops came and the man was gone by the time they had gotten there. The cops said that if he came back, to call again. So me and my friends didn't think that the creepy man would return after that. But then the phone suddenly rang. When Steve picked it up, he froze in total fear, mouth hanging wide open. He said he heard singing coming from the other end. He then slammed the phone down and called the cops again. This time they found the man lurking around in the backyard. Apparently the man was insane and escaped out of a local asylum. If you're wondering as to how he got Steve's home phone number, the house was for sale at the time, and Steve's dad got the brilliant idea to display the house number on the for sale sign. Genius, right? And the phone call was made from a stolen cell phone. None of us were in any immediate danger, but this was still nope as fuck. So, creepy, insane stalker that was singing outside my friend's window that night, let's never meet again.
New Year's Eve went out without a hitch, and I'd say it was a great success at work. I work as a bartender at a popular bar, and I knew I'd make bank, despite wishing I was with my friends. As a poor college student, this cash would definitely help me out. There's a shortcut that I usually take when I get out of work late. It takes you through the back of the strip where my bar is and leads you to the townhouse complex where my roommates and I live. They were outside the city partying. As I was walking back, I saw two men sitting on a curb smoking. There are a few other restaurants located in the vicinity of my bar, so I figured they were closing up there and taking a little break. I didn't make eye contact and walked along, but paid close attention to them. And then I heard, "Hey baby, I'd love to have a piece of that ass." Directly behind me, turning around, I saw that both guys had gotten up and were a short distance behind me, walking towards my direction. They were laughing and making lewd comments to me. "Come on, babe. We'll take care of you tonight."
This motherfucker.
"It's not safe for a pretty thing like you to be walking around this late."
"Do you need a ride?"
"Oh, we'll give you a ride, all right."
I was absolutely terrified and knew I had to get away. The entrance to my complex was coming up, but I was afraid they would follow me to my house. Now, as soon as you enter the complex, the dumpsters are to your left. You essentially open a door and discard your trash in a bin. Knowing this, I came up with a plan. Though I picked up the pace, I could hear their footsteps grow closer. It was then I decided that I had one chance to get away. I took off in a run, darted left in my complex, opened the door to the dumpsters, and threw myself in, grabbing the door and slowly closing it so it didn't make any noise. I was surrounded by empty cartons of milk and sat in complete filth. There are little holes and spaces through the dumpster in which you can see outside. I found this out the hard way, obviously. I saw the man running past me while cursing and hollering, "Come on out, bitch!
Come on, bitch!
We won't hurt you!" One of the guys turned around and faced the dumpster, reached in his jacket, and pulled out a knife.
"Man, forget this shit, man. Man,
fuck this shit,
man. Let's go get another bitch, man. I'm tired of looking for her. She could be anywhere."
You cannot possibly fathom the relief I felt when I saw them turn around and leave the complex. I sure as hell did not get out, though, fearing that they'll be waiting right there past the entrance. I pulled out my cell phone and called the police right then and there, telling the dispatcher that I'm hiding in a dumpster. They pulled in 5 minutes later, though those 5 minutes felt like an eternity. They said I did the right thing by staying inside until they showed up. I gave them a description and prayed that these two are caught as soon as physically possible. Totally, I enrolled in an MMA class and will arm myself anytime I go out.
So, I just got back from the store, and I gotta share this experience I just had with you guys. It may not be as scary as some of the other encounters posted to this subreddit, but it still gives me the chills. Let me start off by saying that this morning I wasn't in the best of moods. I had to work the graveyard shift last night, and woke up after only 4 hours of sleep with my back killing me. I couldn't get back to sleep, so I decided that I would go run a few errands since I was now wide awake. I needed to get a haircut while I was out as well. My sister works at a salon that is right next to a Target, so after I got my sister to mow my scalp, for free by the way, I popped over to Target, intending to grab a few things before heading home. So, I was pushing my cart down the frozen food section, and I turned the corner to go into the next aisle. When I did, there was a middle-aged lady that was pushing her cart heading in the opposite direction. I nearly bumped into her, but stopped before our carts collided. She gave me a mean look and said in a real bitchy tone, "Excuse me." Now, again I have to say I wasn't in the best moods, and I'm a short-tempered person as it is. So without thinking, I shot back at her and said, "Shut up, you're fine. Call me an asshole if you want. No one's perfect." What would happen next was just pure insanity. The lady then suddenly left her shopping cart and started to follow me. I noted this about halfway down the aisle, and I turned around to ask what her problem was. Then, I shit you not, she rolled her eyes back into her head, pointed at me, and screamed very loudly. When I say screamed, I mean she was shrieking at the top of her lungs. It was like something out of The Exorcist. I turned down the aisle to get away from this insane person, but she started running after me, still pointing at me. Needless to say, all the bystanders immediately stopped what they were doing and stared at us. The lady kept screaming like a banshee at the top of her lungs while she chased me around the store. Well, I noped the fuck out of there. Didn't feel like explaining the situation to an employee, and I couldn't stand hearing that ear-piercing scream a second longer. I ran out of the exit of the store. I looked back into the store as I headed for my car. The lady was standing just outside the now open automated sliding doors, but she was still inside the store, if that makes sense. While she stood there, her mouth was hanging wide open, and she was still pointing at me, and her eyes were still rolled back into her head. All you could see were the whites of her eyes. She suddenly turned around and briskly walked back into the store. I decided to pick up my stuff at Walmart, just down the street instead. All I could think the entire drive home was, what the fuck was that? Creepy, screaming, possessed banshee lady. Perhaps I shouldn't have been so rude, but you still have more than one screw loose in your noggin. Let's not meet again.
I'm currently a uni student, and on Tuesday nights, I come home pretty late. Not late enough that my parents would call the police, but just missing the regular bus times. Anyway, as luck would have it, I managed to catch the very last bus one Tuesday night after getting to the station, and typically, it's nothing to be worried about. If you keep to yourself and stick to safe-looking people, you'll be alright. Growing up in a dangerous country and migrating to a much safer one hasn't rid me of those instincts. And that night, I got all bad vibes and buzzy. Something was off about that evening, and I didn't know what. We get to the main stop, and I find out that the bus had terminated its route. It's done for the night. Thanks, asshole bus driver. Well, fuck. It's dark, it's late, I can't drive. My parents can't pick me up, and I'm too broke to afford a taxi. So I decide to walk home. The exercise will be good for me. Now from the main stop, it will take me a good 20 to 30 minutes to reach my house if I power walked. I could probably run home, but fuck that. When you leave the shops, if you follow the road, there's a local Catholic school, a public library, a public school, and a few bus stops along the way. Near the library is a traffic intersection, the most brightly lit area of this entire road. But it's a very small square. It's a joke, honestly. As I'm walking, it takes me less than a second to realize how fucking dark it was. It was a bit creepy walking by a local Catholic school with their massive fucking crucifix in the middle of the huge mass of land. In front of me is the girl who looks about my age, Asian. And she's walking fairly quickly. Understandable. From the corner of my eye, across the road, I see a man kind of half jogging, half walking. And I'm not sure what he's up to, but it was just weird. I kept an eye on him and the girl. At the intersection, my friend is there, and he greets me enthusiastically, a hug and a kiss on the cheek. He momentarily distracts me from the weird running dude and the girl. Between my friend and I greeting each other, I completely miss when the guy crossed the street and is in my path. My friend turns out to be a douchebag friend and just leaves even after I told him about the weird dude. I'm not far from the creep and the girl now, but he's talking to her. And if a guy has any common sense, he will not speak to any girl or woman while she's alone at night, because we've all heard the horror stories. By this stage, I quickened my pace into a sprint, holding onto my backpack so that my laptop inside won't make so much noise, and I'm accessing my very limited options on how to save this poor woman. I'm a very small, very unintimidating Asian girl, and the guy looked taller the closer I got. I felt very tiny and incredibly stupid for doing this because I was still kind of far. But I have a crazy good eyesight, and the streetlights were hitting his face, so I could make it out accurately enough in case I needed to identify him. He was a white male, early 30s to 40s, brown hair, wearing glasses, striped long sleeve top, and brown khakis. His eyes were really big though, kind of like that face you make when someone surprises you with something particularly scandalous. And I come up with what was probably the most stupidly brilliant plan I've ever concocted. I kind of stood there, hoodie on, feet apart, hands on my hips, and my best, loudest impersonation of an older Filipino woman getting mad at her child with the strongest accent I could. Honestly, if I were a bit taller, I might not would have got away with this.
Hi, what are you doing, huh? You were supposed to be home already and talking to a boy, huh? And he's white? Excuse me, look at me while I'm talking to you. I did not raise you like this.
And I don't remember exactly word for word what I say, but I'm basically copying whatever my mom says when she's angry with me. The entire time I'm yelling, and I can see the guy trying to inch away, and the girl looks so bewildered, like a deer caught in the headlights. At this stage, honestly, I'm expecting her to run away. I turn to the guy.
And where you think you're going, huh? Puta ain't gonna crush your titty.
He fucking ran for it. Like, I swear, it was like watching a cartoon. The girl was still standing there, and I took off my hood and waved to her. I was still far away and asked if she was alright in my regular, not very Filipino accent. She was just staring at me. I apologized if I scared her, but I had to get him away because my younger sister would tell me about a creepy guy that corners young girls in a park not far from where I live. Anyway, we hugged and exchanged names and numbers, and now we're basically friends forever. It turns out that she didn't live very far, and didn't even realize what was happening until she couldn't get away from the creep. I ended up walking her home, and from there, her older brother dropped me off. We called the police while we walked to her place. When we retold the story to our families, they banned us completely from taking a bus past 7. I was reluctant in telling my friends this because I knew they'd laugh, but it was such a serious thing. What if I wasn't there? As comical as it sounded, she was really shook up, but very relieved and grateful. She kept hugging me and stuff, which is weird. I don't usually hug strangers. Police later stopped a station wagon about 20 minutes down the main road. In it was a man matching my description. They searched his car and found a few photos of girls in the glove department and even more in his phone. They were all Asian, specifically Filipino. Months later, after I found out about this, Mom tells me they actually found photos of my sister and I. It made me shudder. If that creep ever came near my little sister, I would fuck him up.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you'll get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matters more than ever. Place your money line, prop, or parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.